We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm Monica Lovell in the driver's seat this morning. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is our sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton. How are you, beautiful?
I'm doing really good. The Lord has been so good to me.
Amen. Isn't he awesome?
He is.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can put it in the comments. Or you can also send it in a private message to our Facebook page. We do record in two parts, and we'll do our best to get that posted shortly after the program has ended. Our sponsor for today is Spain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma, a company with Christian values. I think I covered it all. Did I cover it all? Yeah. Like, share, and comment to let us know you're joining this morning. Okay. Would you pray to start us out?
Okay. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for your faithfulness, Lord. And we give you praise and glory, Lord, because you go before us and you prepare our way, Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so, Father, we just give you praise for all of your many blessings. We put this into your hands today, Lord, because without you, we can't do anything. And we want to lift you up. We want you to get all the glory. And, Lord, we just want to focus on your word this morning. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like your title, Faithfulness.
Yes. And we are going to talk about God's faithfulness, and then we're going to talk about our faithfulness. Because faithfulness, it has two sides to it. It's God's faithfulness, and then how we're supposed to be faithful. You know, I mean, he did so much for us. He deserves our all. He deserves our faithfulness to him. And so, and he gives us the strength to be faithful. It all comes from his hands. And so, anyway, we're going to start out this morning with a scripture in Isaiah 45. Verses 21 through 23. And it says, tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient times? Who hath told it from that time? Hath not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. In another place it says up here, it says, I've sworn by myself. In another place, it says, there is no, because there was nobody greater than he could swear by. He swore by himself. And so, there is nobody greater than God. He is the one true God. And there's no other gods before him. And so, anyway, The second scripture we're going to read is 2 Timothy 2:13. And we're talking about God's faithfulness first. And it says, if we believe not, yet he abides faithful. He cannot deny himself. And then in Jeremiah 1:12, it says, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And Deuteronomy 4:31 says, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forget thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. And Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord, I change not. And then in Psalms 15:1, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? It asks that question. And then it answers it by saying in verse 1-4, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changes not. And so that is talking about us, you know. We are talking about the Lord because he doesn't change. He just said that in Malachi 3:6, I change not. So he wants us to look to Jesus and let him be our pattern. But then in Psalms 15:1, he said, he that swears to his own hurt and changes not. See, God doesn't change, so we shouldn't change either. You know, we should be steadfast. And then in Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Okay. And then we're going to talk about, that's how God is faithful. So now we're going to start talking about how we should be. And in Jeremiah 45:5, it says, and seekest great things for thyself. You know, a lot of times we focus on ourselves so much. And Jeremiah 45:5 says, and seekest great things for thyself, seek them not. For behold, I, God, bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord. But thy life I will give to you and to thee for a prey. And I thought, for a prey, P-R-E-Y, in all places whither thou goest. And so I looked up that in another version, I think in the Amplified version of the Bible, and it says, when it says, I will give thee for a prey, it says, for a prize, or for a booty, for a reward. And he was in all the places, whether you go. Keep your focus, you know, on God, and don't just think about yourself. And he said, I will give you as a reward, as a prize, I will give you my goodness, and I will take care of you in all places where you go. And then in John 5:30, it says, I can of mine own self do nothing, but I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. And then in Matthew 23:11, it says, but he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. So if you want to be great, go serve everybody. Jesus said, I came as a servant of all. And anyway, and it's God that gives us the power and the strength. In Philippians 2:7 it says, in 2, 3, 4, and 5, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And then it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And then in Matthew 6:33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, you know, it's not just us focusing. We have to do our part, but our part is to live in obedience to what God puts into our spirit to do. You know, that's our part. Because we can't do nothing of ourselves. I can of mine own self do nothing. And so, in Luke 10:41 and 42, Jesus said this to Martha. You know, we remember Mary and Martha back in the Gospels, and Jesus came to their house one day, and Martha was trying to run around getting all these things done. And she said, Lord, and Mary was just sitting at Jesus' feet. And Martha said, Lord, bid her to help me. And Jesus said this to her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. So, you know, the Lord looks at things in a different perspective than we do, you know, sometimes. And so, anyway, so now we're going to Luke 6:35. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful, and to the evil. Galatians 6, 9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." And then I'm going to look up Psalms 37. Psalms 37. Verses 23-25. "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." And Joshua 4:24. Joshua 4:24. These last few, these verses in here, I didn't get them written out. So, I'm having to look. That all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you might fear the Lord your God forever. That's our purpose in living for him, so that we can be a witness to everybody around us, that they might know that he is mighty, and that they might fear or respect and reverence the Lord your God forever. You know, the fear of the Lord is, a lot of people, a fear of the Lord is not that we just are so scared of him. But we do need to not think that we can be careless and just live any old way we want to, because he does have standards. And he's very open and honest with us. He says, you reap what you sow. And the way that I respond to you is by the things that you do. Why do you tell me, he said one time, he says, "Why do you tell me you love me and you don't do the things that I say?" So the way that we prove that we really love God and that he's first is to walk in obedience to him and do what he tells us to do, so that we can show the respect and the reverence for God. That's what the fear of the Lord really is respect and reverence for God. That we don't want to please him, don't want to displease him, you know. That it's important for us to please God in everything we do. And somebody told me one time, they didn't say it exactly like this, but they said, I think they said, their comment was to me, you don't have to ask for confirmation. You heard the word of God. And but I was always asking for confirmation, and sometimes I take it serious, because the Lord could come at any time, and we still have to battle in our flesh, and sometimes just for even a short period of time We could get a wrong attitude. We could have a wrong motive. We could think the wrong thing. And we could do the wrong thing. And so I find it better to stop at different points along the day. And I say, Lord, look into my heart and see if there is anything in there that does not measure up to you. And if there is, take it out now. I want to get rid of it now. I don't want to wait till I'm standing before you and hear you say, I can't let you come in because you didn't take care of this. You ignored it. You know, so I would rather ask him, you know, we can never pray too much. And so I would rather keep a current. I encourage everybody, keep a current. I tell them, I don't know your life. I don't know nothing about you, but that's between you and God, and you know what you need to do, and God knows what you need to do. So I just encourage you to get as close to him as you can and let him work in your life, you know, and do what he wants you to do. He'll give you the strength. He's interested in every part of your life. And I just encourage you to get just as close to him as you can because he's coming. And I want everybody to be ready. You know, if we really loved people, we would tell them. But sometimes we let the fear of man get in our way because we are afraid of what they're going to say or what they're going to think about us or, you know, or something. And we let those kinds of things interfere with, but, you know, we have to tell the truth. And I pray all the time, Lord, let the spirit of truth come and reveal error. Reveal error and take any error out of me because I would rather take care of it now than stand before you and hear you say, depart from me. Because there's something there that you didn't. I would rather do an overkill on praying all the time and doing it, you know, because there's just so many things you run into, situations you didn't know you was going to face, and they throw you a curveball sometimes. And it's easy to react out of the flesh. You know, it's easy to not crucify that flesh because we don't like crucifixion. We would rather do our own thing, you know, sometimes. But
it's kind of like that text message. I got this text message yesterday from one of my grandchildren, and it said, so why can't I stay at my grandpa's house? And immediately I was like, I started the count, y'all. Dang it. I just started the count. Number one, and I'm thinking this, you know, getting ready to type. Number one, this has never been just your grandpa's house. We started buying this house in 07. He died in 2013. I paid this house off. I have been paying taxes on this house for 10 years. And I just started the count. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I started the count, y'all. But the Lord said, wait a minute. So I paused. And the Lord's so sweet. I was like, Lord, then I don't know how to respond to this. Because I'm thinking, I'm going to respond. You know what I'm saying? You confused, baby girl. And I'm fixing to help you. Right? So the Lord said, why don't you call your son? Talk to your son about it before you hit that sin button. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I called my son. And I talked to my son for just a minute. I read him the text message. And I read him what I had typed out. And he said, Mama, just don't respond, okay? Just do not respond to that. She's very confused. Just don't respond. So I deleted the whole message and didn't send it and haven't sent it. But you know, I've got some things that I could say. But apparently now is not the time for truth, because apparently they are not ready to receive the truth. And anything I say in response to that text message is going to be received in a twisted mindset. Therefore, at this time, the best thing I can do is just, Lord, only you can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
So I take my hands off of it. I put my phone down. And here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of a challenge for me, because I had some things to say. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I had one, two, three. You know, I had quite the numbers going on to respond or to react. Oh, Lord, I love you. Even the corrections, I love you.
Yes.
I had a reaction, not a proper response. But the Lord is so faithful. If we are tuned into Him,
yes.
If we are in a right relationship with Him, He can help you a lot.
Yes. I have. It's neat, because this next scripture that I'm going to read.
Come on, Mary.
I didn't know any of this was going to happen.
I love the way my Abba, I love the way our Abba weaves everything together.
Yeah.
And you know, in the morning, when my alarm goes off at 6 in the morning, and I put the snooze for 30 minutes, and then I hit the snooze. And then I just lay there and begin to thank Him for another day. And then I say the Lord's Prayer.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I thank Him for the daily bread that I get.
Mm-hmm.
Every day that I come here, He feeds me.
Mm-hmm.
When I watch it online, like yesterday, He feeds me. And it's bread to, it's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's my bread of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, that's what I do in the morning. I set my alarm and I snooze it. And I purposely, intentionally set it. I don't have to be here until 8:45.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I intentionally set my alarm earlier so that I can give Him that first.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do fall asleep, but that's okay. No better place to fall asleep than
in the arms of God.
Laying there in your safe place, you know, in your shelter with your Father.
Right.
You know?
So this scripture is in Isaiah 59:1. Isaiah 59:1. And it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. And He has the perfect solution.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes the things that we would say just get us deeper into the mess. You know? So you did the right thing. And he gave you, see, he gives you that grace to be obedient. He gives you that grace. His grace is all sufficient. And so.
And I got to be, my finger was like headed toward the sin button. And the Lord said, And I'm like, okay.
No.
Would now be a good time to take a break, Miss Mary?
Yes, okay. It would.
We want to continue to pray for Marissa, who had a car accident. Continue to pray for Monica's granddaughter, Haley. And Natalie Grego asked us to pray for those that are facing health issues.
Yeah, there's in Burns Flat, they went to virtual today, tomorrow, and Thursday because so many are out sick, and apparently there's not enough substitutes to fill in. So they went virtual until Friday.
Wow.
My grandson was like, woo, and I'm like. Wow. He says, I still have Votek though, Grandma.
Is it flu or just they different?
There's
some kind of a stomach bug going around that's not classifying as any of the big ones.
Yeah, they didn't specify. They just said due to an overwhelming amount of people being out due to illnesses.
Okay, we have some prayer requests here. It says, continue to pray for Marissa. She was in a car accident. Mm-hmm. So, Father, we just lift up Marissa to you. Lord, you know every detail about this accident. You know her injuries. You know what she's battling, Lord. And we just pray for her, Father, that any residual effects of this car accident, Lord, we just pray, Father, for your healing upon her, Lord, and we pray for your peace, Lord. And Father, we just ask you even, Lord, to take away fear, Lord, because sometimes when we are in accidents like that, when we get into the car the next time, we are afraid that it's going to happen again or whatever. And so, Lord, we just bind fear in the name of Jesus. We know that fear is of the enemy, and we bind him and all of his evil works. And we ask for your peace to be upon her today, Lord, and strengthen, Lord. You know every physical thing that happened to her injuries and everything that happened to her, Lord, in this car accident. And we just ask your peace and your grace to be upon her, Lord, and let her sense your presence. Let her sense the love that you have for her and draw her closer to you at this time, Lord. Heal all of her issues in the bodies and the injuries that were caused by this accident, and raise her up, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, we just ask you, Lord, that your healing would be swift, Lord. And Lord, we just give you praise for it in Jesus' name.